let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. There are many disciplines of spiritual growth. Light is mentioned as the source of all life. Those who have experienced enlightenment described it as being aware of everything that surrounds them as energy and light. The light energy referred to in the book A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment from Tony Moulton, is not a symbolic term, but the actual light energy of your own soul and body of light. It's a path healing every aspect of your body and its egos. Antoinette Moulton, Tony, better known, experienced a deep spiritual quest. As a result, Tony is a psychic channel, teaches light work and authors books. She's a source of inspiration and spiritual guidance for many people. Throughout the years, A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path to Enlightenment, developed through Tony, it's a guiding path studied by people throughout the United States and abroad, translated now into Chinese. She travels to Taiwan, Hong Kong, and soon into China. Tony is the author of a number of books, including A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment. Tony Moulton is our guest on This Week in America. Tony, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so very, very much, and I'm so excited that you have been open to accept what we do as a spiritual path.
It is so important, and it's life-changing. I've read a number of people who have read your book, who have been part of your teaching, and their lives have been altered, haven't they, in a very positive way with the message.
That's right. There are always situations that do occur. So sometimes you have to go through some process that isn't so easy. But following through with what the masters teach you gives you the strength and gives you the acceptance that you are on the right path for the right reason.
Well, and it's interesting because your story, you went through a lot and you moved at one point to a new neighborhood and your whole attitude changed, didn't it? It opened up a whole new world for you, quite literally.
You're right. I was married and I had 5 children in 6 years. I thought God was out to get me. But I also had inherited some physical challenges, and I had a problem with rheumatoid arthritis and lots of pain in my back.
And this is something that's now a thing in the past, isn't it? Because of the principles that we'll talk about on the program, this is something that is no longer an issue in your life, is it?
Yeah, I am 85 years old.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I probably don't look it.
No, you do not look it. This is amazing. And by the way, the YouTube version of this program, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to videos and see the video with Tony, and does not look even close, several decades at least removed from 85. So this this is working for you. Let's talk about how you discovered these principles that you're sharing with people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. You went into this probably somewhat skeptical, and you're a believer in teaching other people now. Talk about that transformation that in your life, what you discovered that you're now sharing.
Well, I grew up in a religious family. My mom, father, and family were from Holland, and I grew up as a child going to church, the First Reformed Church of America. So I already had been biblically developed, and it was a positive thing for me.
With us on the program is Tony Moulton, and if you're Googling that to find information on the book, that's Moltzan. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book, In Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment. You went through this transformation. Now you're on a mission to assist other people, again, worldwide. I mentioned experiencing enlightenment. Describe that, because that's sort of the basis of what it is, the principles that you talk about.
Well, I'm also very sensitive as a Pisces. I have these experiences of picking up on what people are going through. And it's an interesting opportunity. But the light work helps me to release whatever I'm carrying that I might be upset with. And it's when I go to bed at night, I sometimes see myself just lying on a white cross and just accepting that the light is releasing all of the confusions or conditions that are taking place.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, and this is so important, the light energy that you talk about, it's in the title of the book, A Course in Light. This is not a symbolic term, is it? This is actual light energy of your own soul and body of light. Talk about that, because sometimes we throw terms out there and they really are more symbolic than practical. This is exactly, light is exactly light in this case.
Well, each lesson that you go through with the Course in Light begins with the very first energy, and that is the white light. And it is utilized to work through the problems and the challenges within your mind and your thoughts. So it's looking at yourself as being able to release whatever confusions and aggravations happen within you.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, the book is very guiding, and it starts with lesson one, with the white light. And in the book, it gives you everything you need to know, because it's been transmitted to me through the masters of a higher consciousness. So you just go through your lesson and it tells you exactly what to do. And you might feel or receive some acceptance of it, or you're releasing some conditions you need to let go of.
You know, this is really a unique book and a unique course. Talk about what makes this different than others that might be in the marketplace.
I don't read very many other books.
Well, you don't need to. You found the one that works. There's no sense in exploration, is there? You've got what you need.
But I am just so awed at how the masters come through it. And I have this happen all the time. Every Wednesday night, I am on teleconference call, and I am receiving messages from the masters that are teaching us how to accept what we do and who we are and how to live in a more positive way.
Talk about being a psychic channel. I would think there's a lot of responsibility. You're getting lessons that will unlock happiness and enjoyment and enlightenment in a number of lives. Talk about that. How does that work? And with the information you get, obviously you feel it's important to teach, to do the teleconferences you talked about, and write books like A Course in Light.
Well, I love this whole thing of Project Light, because this is just a spiral. It's inexpensive, but this is messages from the masters. And wherever you turn, you're going to be uplifted. So I can start by this one, the healing process. And it's lesson 12. It says, Tony started the evening with reading the story from the book Open to Light, which is one of my books, called Earth Healing Through You. And here we are for our Project Light, which I perceive is a very important part, because we've been asked to be of service in raising the awareness and consciousness of humanity. So this book is filled with so much beautiful thing, and there are four of them. This began the day after the towers were broken in New York.
Oh, yes.
When all the
yes.
people, and it was the day after. And my roommate, we met, and she was called to be my service and my service partner. And so we were both sitting on the couch, and the masters came through, and they said, you must start now. And we are going to have this as the Project Light. And even I, in all of this, just like if I just open this up, there I go to the same page that I just had. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. With all the pages in the book, you end up back at the same one again.
Yeah, and this is how it works. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I guess I'm asking you to explain the unexplainable, so that was unfair to ask that. The bottom line is you're able to tap into great wisdom that you're sharing with people. The guest on the program, Tony Maltzan, that's Maltzan. The book is A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. Tony, I know you've got a couple of other websites as well. Where's the best place for people to go to get information on all that you're doing, not just this book, but everything you're doing, including the workbook we just saw?
Well, to tell you the truth, we have one website. And right now it's in the hands of GoDaddy. Because
oh,
they
luck.
Are upgrading it.
Yes.
And doing that. So it's sort of in the midst of a confusion, to say, but they can go to it. And it changed its title. You don't have to do one www. Just put courseinlight.net. And that will bring you to the website for A Course in Light.
Perfect. And I'll mention that again at the end of the program. The book, of course, is available at Amazon, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the role of meditation in what you do and how important meditation is.
Well, in the beginning of your study, if you take the book, A Course in Light, each lesson teaches you how to activate the energy and where it's located. So it starts with the top energy from the inner light of your soul with the radiance of white light. And it teaches you what white light does. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's helping to clear out your body from all the negativity so you don't feel too good, or you're on the pot a lot because okay. You're processing.
Yes.
But the book gives you 1 week to work with each lesson of the light, which is activating a center of consciousness within you. Now, I grew up in a very simple way through the Reformed Church, following the Bible, and all of that was amazing for me. But I do know the Course in Light is really a healing experience of mind, body, and soul.
And the book it's so valuable, and the course Tony is talking about as well, A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment. You'll find information on our website. The book, of course, as I mentioned, available at Amazon, and, of course, courseinlight.net, which in the process of being revamped and will be up there. What's nice with what you do, it's step-by-step, isn't it? If you go into this, you're somewhat intimidated, as we all are, by something new. You sort of take us by the hand and say, you know, I'm Tony, here, grab my hand and come with me. I'm gonna help you through this. You really do a good job of taking us step by step through the process.
Here's another one of my books. It's called Open to Light. It has the guidance of a picture that was given by someone who was in our study. And much of our studies come from the disciple that was Andrew with Jesus. And so this is supposed to be a image of Andrew, who is one who is so great in our experience. So now I can't even remember writing this. I did this a long time. And then also this picture here, I went to a church with this when it first came out, and everybody there, my son Carl was with me, And they kept saying, that picture looks like your son, Carl. And it's totally true. And now my son, Carl, is in Peru, and he is playing Santa Claus. And he loves it. But this book is so extraordinary. And even just on the back page, it tells us, Open to Light offers readers a fresh perspective on personal transformation by weaving glimpses from the personal story of Antoinette Moulson. And Master Andrew is a disciple of Christ, is the spirit who has spoken through Antoinette since the early 80s. And whether the reader is balancing diseases of the body, emotional disharmony, relationship issues, or spiritual confusion, this book is intended to open the doors of the mind, body, and spirit to new hope and freedom.
You know, that says it so well, and we've got a couple minutes left in the program. Boy, it's gone by quickly here today. The transformation and change, those are things that you will see. Talk about that, because for many people, it's just amazing when they feel this change in their lives. They should be prepared for change, shouldn't they? Because their lives will change for the better.
Well, here's what Master Andrew says. In many ways, throughout this book, God is light, is love. Love breathes, moves, perpetuates, and creates. And nothing exists without love. All things are restored to their own perfection by love. And so those who are drawn to the book are ready for the acceleration of their healing. And Master Andrew provides tools of light and profound affirmations for the reader to use in meditation. That's just one part of what's written on
Yes, and you need to find out the full story, and we'll give you the website address, the name of the book in a second. I got time for one more question, and I think this is key here. What we're talking about, what Tony is talking about, is a path healing every aspect of your body and its egos. This really is complete, isn't it?
It is, but things don't happen in a moment.
Exactly.
It doesn't go away. I remember I had rheumatoid arthritis. It took a year. I would go to bed in the afternoon while my kids were in school and sleep for about an hour or so. And then one day I woke up and everything in my body with rheumatoid arthritis was gone. I went to my doctor. My doctor put up the things that she had taken pictures of, and she was so surprised. She says, look, it looks like between your vertebrae, all of that looks like little dots, that all of the calcium had been taken away, wow, had been burned off. And like I said, I am 85 years old, and I go and sit in a chair with my legs crossed like this, and
Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing Tony's story. It's amazing what Tony is doing for so many people now worldwide. Tony's book is A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment, channeled by Tony Moulton. That's Moltzan. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places, acourseinlight.net. You can go there and get information as well. Tony, this has been a real pleasure having you on the program. So much good information there. People interested need to follow up. It will change their lives as it has changed yours and so many of the people that you've worked with over the years. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course you can.
Well, I give personal sessions for people. And if you have a problem and you would like to have some insight, you can go and go to my Course in Light, or you can go to my email, tonyreadings@2911.com. And we can set up a appointment for you, and you can have a personal experience with the Masters.
You know, that's fascinating, because that really gives you an opportunity. Again, everything that you do is so personal. I mean, even in the book, you're walking us through this. If they need personal guidance, you're there to do that, to instruct, to work with them. And all of this information you'll find on our website, and you'll find on Tony's website as well. Tony, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again. Thank you for sharing all of this with us on the program today.
It has been my pleasure, and I thank you too very much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Information on our guest and her book, A Course in Light, A Spiritual Path for Enlightenment, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.